This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Saturday was President Trump's 100th day in office. Activists across the country marked the occasion with marches to protest the administration's stance on climate change. But the oil and gas industry is applauding Trump's actions to cut back environmental regulations. Elizabeth Stewart Severy has been reporting on these issues and was part of a press conference with Kathleen Scamma, the president of the industry group Western Energy Alliance. She joins me now in the studio. So, Elizabeth, how is the oil and gas industry feeling at this 100-day mark?
Well, Scamma says they're feeling pretty positive after these first 100 days. They say they're happy to not be facing what they called a hostile administration in the Obama administration and see real progress coming from things like the Dakota Access Pipeline and Keystone XL Pipeline executive orders that Trump signed on those, as well as other executive orders to roll back environmental regulations on the oil and gas industry. So the feeling in the oil and gas industry right now is that things are moving in a positive direction for more production domestically.
Okay. Environmentalists are clearly concerned about the Trump administration, particularly when it comes to climate change. What did Scamma say about this?
So she actually credits the oil and gas industry with reducing emissions, and it might be a point where Scamma differs with President Trump. She wishes the administration would acknowledge that the U.S. is a leader in reducing greenhouse gas emissions because of market forces, that the price of natural gas dropping is part of what contributed to reduced reliance on coal and reduced coal emissions, the idea being that the U.S. economy has been driving action on climate change rather than treaties and policies. Of course, environmental groups would point to some of those bedrock environmental policies as really being the foundation of that move towards reduced reliance on fossil fuels.
What's the top priority for this industry, according to the Western Energy Alliance?
Well, the main focus is to repeal the Bureau of Land Management's methane emissions rule. So the Bureau of Land Management manages drilling on public and tribal lands, and that rule requires that operators use modern technology and practices to cut methane leaks. Scamma says that this is a huge overreach of the BLM's authority, and their focus is on repealing that law. There's a Congressional Review Act that passed the House of Representatives, and the Senate has a chance to act on that in the next 10 days or so. Western Energy Alliance is lobbying pretty hard for the Senate to repeal that rule as well. If they don't repeal that rule, then Western Energy Alliance has lawsuits regarding that, and they will continue to litigate. So that's really the main focus for right now.
We'll look for that in the next week and a half. Elizabeth Stewart Severy spoke with the president of the oil and gas industry group, Western Energy Alliance, Kathleen Scamma. Elizabeth, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Elizabeth is Aspen Public Radio's environment reporter. I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.